Today on the Sales Life Podcast.
So when you have the push-pull, when you start negotiating with yourself and you have that urge to splurge, whether it be with money or whether it be on a meal, when you forego the act of staying late to get the work done or get the workout in, ask yourself, this decision that I make, is it a win? Is it a part of the commitment? Or am I letting myself off the hook because I want to celebrate? All right, TSL, let's get it. Welcome to another episode of The Sales Life. I'm your host, Marsh Bice. And The Sales Life, man, is not a sales podcast per se, but it is a selling podcast. This podcast serves twofold. If you're in the sales profession, it's a great profession to be in, and I want you to stay in the sales profession. And many times with the rejections, we end up bailing out because we stop selling. But if you're not in the sales profession, this is why I say it's a selling podcast. I'm going to help you take the skills that I've learned in over 23 years of sales in the profession, and you can apply these skills, what I call the 10 C's. You can apply these skills to every area of your life. Because we're all selling our way through life. If you're in the profession, you're selling your way through many different levels, many different obstacles. And if you're not in the sales profession, you're in the life skills building of sales. And so you can take the selling principles and apply those to have more, do more, and be more. So I'm so happy that you are back here with me. Those of you who follow me on social media, I didn't really post a lot last week. My family and I, we went out of town, went to San Antonio, man, and took some time off, just got away from it all. And I needed that. A couple of episodes back, I really had to recommit and recenter myself because I was trying to be on so many different platforms, trying to be everywhere. And I really just kind of diluted my message. I diluted the sales life. And it was kind of that eureka moment. Where I had to focus on what you aren't is just as important as what you are. And so I posted that on there because I think many times, man, and I've gotten a lot of feedback on this episode. I think many times we try to be everything. And at the end of the day, man, you have to strip away. You have to work in eliminations. And so if you're in the sales profession, and there's different mediums that you like to use, you can't be on every platform. What are the mediums that you like to communicate best with? My preferred medium is Twitter. I like being there. I like the speed of it. And it's their short microburst. And then, you know, LinkedIn from a professional standpoint, Facebook would be number three. And then the other ones are what the other ones are. And that's a way to help get the message out there. But saying all that to say, my family and I, man, we just got away and rented a Airbnb, took the dogs, Nola, Ivy, and Saint, and went out of town, man, and let them run in a big, huge backyard and just enjoyed downtown San Antonio. So we're like 10 minutes away from downtown and like 15 minutes away from SeaWorld. So we just got it in, man, just got away from it all. And I urge you to do that. Also, if you have not taken a break from the world for a little while, man, do that. Turn your notifications off, even if it's for a weekend, man. Just kind of get away from it all. So we're back in the saddle. We're back on episode 645. And just a reboot a little bit from 644. If you didn't listen to that one, man, I would urge you to. You can listen to this one independent of 644. But it is from Tim Grover's amazing book, Winning. And Winning is a phenomenal book. I like Tim Grover's book, Relentless. And I like this one more so. And so episode 644, we talked about taking the what to think and applying how to think. And many times we never really, until I read this book, I didn't even think about that. So much of what I've operated on, the operating system primarily in my life, has been what to think. And anything that has really changed my life, was the times when I took ownership and learned how to think. So it's taking some of the things, some of the knowledge that you've gotten, and then you mix your own unique flair, your own success cocktail, I like to call it, and you put those two together. So what to think is important, but then it's mixing how to think. And you think of anybody who has brought about tremendous invention, those who have changed the game from an athletic standpoint, those who are in your profession. If you look at anybody, man, who has totally shifted things up, it was those people who really, they applied the how to think to their life and to their mixture of what they were doing, and really just took it to the next level. So go back, man, and listen to episode 644. And we're going to rock on, man, with 645 today, which is going to add another layer to this. And it's about committing or celebrating. And I bring this up because making the decision to change is not the biggest decision. Many people will tell you that. That's not the biggest decision. It's celebrating when you've put in the effort to bring about change. All right, let me elaborate on that a little bit. So, case in point, you decide that you want to lose weight. You want to get healthier. And so you put in 45 minutes to an hour at the gym. And you do that, you may do that for a day, you may do that for a solid week, dude, and you didn't miss, you were on it. You were strict about it. And then you go out to join friends for a meal and for some drinks. And this is where the negotiation comes in. See, you committed to the change, but it was short-lived. Because what you did is you began to negotiate with yourself, and you sat there and you said, you know what? I put in some hard work today, or I've worked out every day this week. So let me celebrate a little bit. And you overindulge in food and drinks. I mean, dude, you just completely go off the rails. And what happens after that? You beat yourself up. You condemn yourself. Or you just say, you know what? I like this better. It's just too hard. And slowly at first, you get away just a little bit from the working out. You went from 6 days a week to three or four. Then it goes twice. Then I haven't worked out in a couple of weeks. And then it rolls into January 1. I'm going to hit it big. Another case in point, those of you who are in sales, you know this one. you finally, man, you commit. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? And so you decide that you're gonna just lay it on the line. And dude, you have a stellar month. You had a month that you've never had before. Unbelievable month. Made the most money you ever made. And then you celebrate. The month ends. And the celebration begins. And so you go a whole month, the next month, and you celebrate. I made a lot of money. You keep retelling the stories. And then you get to the end of the month, and you squeaked out one. And that stellar month that you had is now averaged out to two mediocre months. And so the third month rolls around. And then, dude, you just, oh, well. And you just settle in. It is what it is, right? And you're probably laughing as you're listening to this because you've been there. You celebrated when you should have been recommitting. You stopped competing. Grover's words. The ability to compete is within all of us. And every day, every minute of every day, you're competing for something with every decision that you make. And at the basic level, you're competing with the daily obstacles. Should I go to the gym? Should I eat this donut? Should I work with this customer? Should I make these calls? Should I follow up on that application I put in? And Grover went on to say, if you can't win those decisions, then you can't win at anything else. Because the right decisions take you closer to winning. And when you can win at the small decisions, these small victories, then this is the only time that you've earned the right to increase the intensity. So you got to think about that. Go back and listen to episode 520. And people, they came to me and that, you know, the name of the episode 520 was First Be Average. And people were like, man, you're telling me to be average. I'm like, yes, first be average. You got to build in the averages. You got to build in the consistencies first. And then once you do that, this aligns with what Grover is saying. You make those small decisions. You win at those small decisions. Then and only then can you increase the intensity from there. So you got to think about this. You never get off basic because you're not ever winning at basic. And you'll never move up. You'll never be able to increase the intensity if you keep celebrating in the moment of basic. Instead, when you win the decision, keep committing to winning. It's too soon to celebrate. Bro, this is absolutely huge. See, when you celebrate, you give all your results back and you have to reset. But when you commit, then you win the decisions and you start every day back at zero. See, that's totally different. When you celebrate, you give all the results, everything that you put in, whether it's a week, whether it's 2 weeks, whether it's 2 months, when you celebrate, man, you hit the reset. And so the 3 weeks that you put in, you just gave it all back in a night of bliss. But when you're committed, when the urge is pulling at you, and your friends are pulling at you to go ahead and celebrate a little bit. Dude, you've been working hard. You recommit because I have not achieved the ultimate yet. So a quick in the moment question for you. Did I win that decision? Very simple. So when you have the push-pull, when you start negotiating with yourself and you have that urge to splurge, whether it be with money or whether it be on a meal, when you forego the act of staying late to get the work done or get the workout in, ask yourself, this decision that I make, is it a win? Is it a part of the commitment? Or am I letting myself off the hook because I want to celebrate? The celebration, man, it takes all the air out of that momentum. And see, it's not a one-to-one ratio. Sometimes, dude, you can build the momentum up so much that you can put in 0.2 effort and get maximum results. But it's not because you're that good. It's because you've built up that much momentum. And many times we try to treat momentum as a one-to-one ratio. So I can eat bad. I can do bad. I can skip. I cannot make these calls, but I'll pick it up tomorrow. It's not a one-to-one ratio. And we get deceived by that. And so we celebrate and we let ourselves off the hook. And sometimes, dude, the celebration is so small that, look, I'm just not going to make these calls. And we get on the backside of it and we say, nothing happened. I've still got a good month going. My pants still fit. It's not a one-to-one. You add those things up and you get lulled to sleep and you stop competing and you stop winning in those decisions. This is where the all of a sudden, overnight, oh my gosh, what happened? This is where you all of a sudden wake up and you're months way off track. See, when you lost, it's because you celebrated. But if instead you'll delay the celebration because you're committed, this is how you win. Next obstacle, win the next decision. So when that push-pull comes, did I win that decision? When you start negotiating yourself, should I put in the work? Should I go work out? Should I run a mile? You can skip today, man. Win the decision. And then you just go do it. And then in the moment you say, I won the decision. I didn't give my results back. And what I'm doing is you're compounding. You're building on top of it. And you're layering in commitment, 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 commitment. Every single day, dude, because you're back at zero. Yesterday ended, man. All the hard work you put in is over. That counted for yesterday. What counts for today? You're back at zero. And I will not, all the work I put in, I will not give all those results back and hit the reset button. Zero and reset are not the same. Reset means you are back at square one. Zero means you put yourself back at one. And you earn the one because I'm competing. And I'm looking not in the immediate moment of celebration. I'm willing to forego the immediate celebration, the pats on the back, the claps. I'll forego all that so that way I can achieve the ultimate victory. This is so important for you, man. You've got to think about this stuff. Did I win that decision? If I lost, I celebrated, let myself off the hook. Re-engage. But boy, it's a great feeling when you win the decision and you say, I almost caved into those urges, but I didn't. I won the decision. What's next? Grab a copy of this book, man. I'm not giving it any justice as to the power and the magnitude. Thank you so much for pressing play. Thanks for being a part of the sales life. Remember, the greatest sale that you will ever make is to sell you on you, because you're more than enough. Stay amazing. Stay in the sales life.